Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 1, Session 22. 再次救赎启恩，第一部分，第22讲。我们继续看在保罗书信里面，牧里怎么找到经文的第二种的证据。Perhaps no text in Scripture presents more plausible support to the doctrine of universal atonement than 1 John 2:2， 可能圣经里面没有一段经文好像约翰一书第二章第二节那么的有可信性，所谓支持基督为全人类赎罪这个教义。 And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. 他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下的人，或者为了世界，全世界的罪。The extension of the propitiation to the whole world would appear to allow for no other construction than that the propitiation for sins embraces the sins of the whole world. 这里讲到挽回祭是为整个的世界，就好像不容许我们又做别的解释，只容许我们说为罪所做的挽回祭，这包含了全世界全人类的罪的。 It must be said that the language John uses here would fit in perfectly with the doctrine of universal atonement if scripture elsewhere demonstrated that to be the biblical doctrine. 我们必须这样说，假如圣经在其他经文里面显示基督为全人类赎罪是圣经的教义呢，那么约翰在这里的用词呢就能够完全符合基督为全人类赎罪的教义了。 And it must also be said that this expression of itself would not offer any proof of or support to a doctrine of limited atonement. 我们也要这样说，这段经文本身也没有提供什么证据支持有限的救赎的教义的。 The question, however, is, 但是我们要问的问题乃是说， Does this text prove that the atonement is universal? 这段经文有没有证明基督的赎罪大功是为全人类的呢？ In other words, 换言之，Is the case such that canons of interpretation are violated if we interpret it in a way that is compatible with the doctrine of limited atonement? 换言之，这个事情是否是这样子？假如我们解释这段经文是符合基督有限的救赎的教义的话，有没有违反任何解经的规矩呢？ Since there are so many biblical reasons for the doctrine of a limited extent of the atonement, 既然基督赎罪的范围是有限的，这个教义有这么多圣经而来的理由， we are required to ask this question. 我们就必须问这个问题了，就是说假如你解释约翰一书二章二节是从有限的救赎的角度来解释，有没有违反任何事情的原则？ And when we seek to answer it, 当我们尝试去回答这个问题的时候， we can find several reasons why John should have said for the whole world without in the least implying that his intent was to teach the proponents of the universal atonement allege. 我们会找到好几个理由，为什么约翰讲为全世界的罪的时候一点都没有暗示说他的用意乃是要教导那个普救论者所宣称的教义。 There is good reason why John should have said for the whole world. quite apart from the assumption of universal atonement. 有很好的理由为什么约翰所为了全世界的罪一点都没有暗示这种普救论的前提的。什么理由呢？这里目的给我们两个理由。 Number one, it was necessary for John to set forth the scope of Jesus' propitiation. 第一，约翰必须要提出要讲出耶稣挽回祭的范围 scope. It was not limited in its virtue and efficacy to the immediate circle of disciples. 基督赎罪挽回祭的大能和效果并不是限制于他身边的那一小撮的门徒的 who had actually seen and heard and handled the Lord in the days of his sojourn upon earth. 这些门徒就是在主耶稣在地上的时候听过他看见过他、啊、甚至乎摸过他。参考约翰一书一到三节 refer to 1 John 1 to 3。Nor to the circle of believers who came directly under the influence of the apostolic witness. 也不限制于那些在使徒们见证的影响之下、啊、成为信徒的那些。参考约翰一书一章三到四节 refer to 1 John 1, 3-4. The propitiation which Jesus himself is extends in its virtue, efficacy, and intent to all in every nation. 耶稣基督他自己就是那个挽回祭。这个挽回祭的大能 virtue, 效果 efficacy, 用意原意 intent, 都是要延伸到世界每一个国族 who through the apostolic witness came to a fellowship with the Father and the Son.来自不同国家不同民族的人呢透过使徒们的见证呢就进入到与父神和圣子相交的生命中 refer to 1 John 1:5-7 参考约翰一书第一章五到七节 Every nation and kindred and people and tongue is in this sense embraced in the propitiation 从这个意义上来看基督的挽回祭就包含了每一个国家每一个族类每一个民族每一种的语言 It was highly necessary that John like the other writers of the New Testament and like the Lord himself should stress the ethnic universalism of the gospel 这件事情是必须的就是约翰正如其他信约的作者正如主耶稣自己一样必须强调福音是不分种族的福音的对象是全世界各国各族的 and therefore of Jesus' propitiation as a central message of that gospel 福音既然是如此那福音里面核心的信息、啊、也就是耶稣基督的挽回祭就必然也是如此 John needed to say in order to proclaim this universalism of gospel grace not for ours only but also for the whole world 约翰需要这样来讲说不但是为我们的罪也是为全世界的罪好叫他能够宣扬福音里恩典达到全世界各国各族这个真理那这里呢我们来读一读穆里所提到的经文 1 John 1:1-7约翰一书一章论到从起初原有的生命之道就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的这生命已经显现出来我们也看见过现在又做见证将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们我们将所看见所听见的传给你们使你们与我们相交我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的我们将这些话写给你们使你们的喜乐充足上帝就是光在他毫无黑暗这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息我们若说是与上帝相交却仍在黑暗里行就是说 谎话不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同上帝在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。 Number two， 第二个理由。 It was necessary for John to emphasize the exclusiveness of Jesus as the proposition。 约翰必须要强调耶稣就是挽回祭这件事的排他性。It is this proposition that is the one and only specific for the remission of sin. 就是这个挽回祭，这个特定的，也只有这个挽回祭是能够洗净罪的。John, in the context, was underscoring the gravity of sin. 在上下文，使徒约翰所强调的是罪的严重性 and the necessity of avoiding the snare of complacency.With reference to it， 基督也必须要避免一个陷阱，就是对罪漫不经心。But in that connection, it was imperative for him to remind believers that。但是在这种的讨论里面呢，他必须提醒信徒们 that there is no other labor for sin than Jesus' proposition， 没有其他洗净罪的方法，只有耶稣的挽回祭。There is no other sacrifice for sin. 为了罪所献上的祭，没有其他的祭。The utmost bounds of human need and the utmost bounds of divine grace know no other propitiation. 不论人类的需要的范围多么的广，只有一个挽回祭，没有其他的。上帝的恩典是那么的广阔，他没有给另外一个的挽回祭。 It is for the whole world， 是为全世界的。 Number three， 第三个原因。 It was necessary for John to remind his believers of the perpetuity of Jesus' propitiation。 约翰必须提醒他的读者们，耶稣的挽回祭是永远的。 It is this propitiation that endures as suchthrough all ages， 就是这个挽回祭作为挽回祭永远存留。 Its efficacy is never diminished， 这个挽回祭的效果永远不会减弱。 It never loses any of its virtue， 它的大能也永远不会消减。 Not only is it everlasting in its efficacy， 耶稣的挽回祭不单单永远是大有功效， but it is the perpetual propitiatoryfor the ever-recurring and ever-continuing sins of believers. 不但如此，耶稣的挽回祭永远是为信徒不断的所犯的罪，也重犯的罪，永远的挽回祭。They do not plead another proposition for the sins they continue to commit. 信徒犯其他的罪的时候，就是信徒悔改之后犯的罪呢，他们不会诉诸于另外一个挽回祭。 Any more than do they appeal to another advocate with the Father for the liabilities which their continuing sins entail. 就正如呢，当他们继续犯罪带来的罪债这个债务呢，他们也不会去找另外一个保惠师一样。 Hence the scope, the exclusiveness and the perpetuity of the propositionprovide a sufficient reason for John to say, not for ours only, but also for the whole world. 因此，挽回祭的范围、挽回祭的排他性、挽回祭的永恒性、永远性，就提供足够的理由，使约翰说，不单是为我们的罪，也是为全世界。And we need not suppose that John was here enunciating a doctrine or proposition that is distributively universal in its intent. 我们也不必在这里假设约翰所讲的教义是说基督的挽回祭的范围是散布到每一个人类的成员，不必这样想到。 And it is not necessary to find a doctrine of universal atonement in 1 John 2:2. 假如在约翰一书第二章第二节不必找到 普救论的话呢 then this text does not establish universal atonement. 这样子呢这段经文本身并不能够建立普救论 and the meaning and intent can be harmonized with what we find to be the doctrine required by other biblical considerations. 因此呢约翰一书第二章第二节的意义和原意就必须与其他的圣经经文带出来的考虑和教义要符合要调和 It is worthy of note that John in this text speaks of Jesus as a propitiation 很必须我们必须注意到的乃是约翰在这段经文说到耶稣是挽回祭 and he is the propitiation for our sins 他为我们的罪做了挽回祭It is highly probable that this form of statement points to Jesus Christ the righteous as not only the one who made proposition once for all by his sacrifice on the cross. 这里最有可能的乃是说 这句话是指向耶稣基督那位义者不单单是一次过在十字架上献上自己为祭作为挽回祭一次过的不单单是如此But as the one who is the abiding embodiment of the propitiatory virtue, accruing from his once for all accomplishment. 不单单如此，最有可能是这段经文是指耶稣基督本身就有这个挽回祭，就是平息父神愤怒的能力，是因为他一次过成就的赎罪而带来的能力。And also as the one who offers to those who trust in him an ever-availing propitiatory. 同样，再者，耶稣也是那位向那些信靠他的人呢，提供一个随时都有效的挽回的工作 propitiatory， 就是耶稣基督为信靠他的人随时为他们代求。平息父神的愤怒 This threefold aspect from which propitiation may be viewed 挽回祭可以从这三个不同的角度来看 is of the deepest significance for the consolation of the people of God 对上帝的百姓来说 这个三方面的事实呢是有很深层的是有很深层的意义的为信主的人带来极大的安慰 as they consider what above all else is the liability created by their sins namely the displeasure of God 因为信徒们会考虑到他们的罪所带来的罪债最重要的乃是上帝的不喜悦 Christ is the abiding propitiatory 基督乃是那个永存的平息父神愤怒者 so that they may draw near in full assurance of faith 好叫信徒们能够有充足的信心的确据来亲近上帝 knowing that the propitiation which Christ rendered 因为他们知道耶稣基督所做成的挽回祭 and the propitiatory which ever continues to be 加上他永远所做的平息父神愤怒的代求的事工呢 to constitute the guarantee that they will be saved from the wrath which the sins deserve 这些就成为他们的保证他们的罪所配得的愤怒他们从这个愤怒得救了 It is this complex of thought 就是这一组的相关的思想或者是真理 that makes it difficult for us to place even this text in a framework of universal propitiation 因为这一组 的思想呢就让我们很难说这段经文呢约翰一书二章二节可以放在耶稣基督为全人类做挽回祭这个架构 来思考 There is here as in so many other instances a certain concatenation by which the efficacy that accrues from atonement is conjoined with the atonement 在这段经文呢 正如在很多的经文里面是有一系列相关的思想，就是说呢，耶稣的赎罪大功和赎罪大功所成就的有效性是连在一起的。 And as we take into account the thought of the preceding verse， 当我们也考虑到前面那一节经文的思想，所以约翰一书第二章第一节 That Jesus is our advocate with the Father， 就说耶稣是我们在父神面前的保惠师或者中保或者辩护者。 It is necessary to regard the advocacy which Jesus renders and the propitiation that he is as complementary。 我们必须要看到有两件事是相互相成的，就是耶稣基督在父神面前为我们做辩方的律师，为我们做保惠师。第二件事就是耶稣基督就是我们的挽回者，就是平息父神愤怒者。 It is because Jesus made propitiation and is the ever and is the abiding propitiatory that he is the advocate with the Father， 就是因为耶稣已经做成挽回祭，他也是永远为我们平息父神愤怒者，所以他在父神面前是我们的中保或者保惠师。 If we give to the propitiation an extent far beyond that of his advocacy， 假如我们说基督的挽回祭的范围是广过他做中保做保惠师的范围的话呢， we inject something which is hardly compatible with this complementation， 我们就在这段经文里面介入了一些的东西呢，是与这个相互相成的这两件事情之间的关系呢是不符合的。 We can readily see therefore， 因此我们很明显的能够看到 that although universal terms are sometimes used in connection with atonement， 虽然呢讲到赎罪的时候圣经会用一些好像世界啊世人啊天下这些的普世性的名词。 These terms cannot be appealed to as establishing the doctrine of universal atonement， 我们不可以诉诸这些的名词来建立普救论。 In some cases as we have found it can be shown that all inclusive universalism excluded by the considerations of the immediate context， 在有一些的经文我们已经看到当我们考虑到上下文的时候，这个包含全人类这种的普遍的救赎是完全要排除的。 In other cases 还有另外一些的经文呢， There are adequate reasons why universal terms should be used without the implication of descriptively universal intent， 其他经文我们提出足够的理由看到这些世界世人这些普世性的名词，圣经是用了这些名词，但是没有任何的暗示说基督的赎罪是为了全人类每一个成员的。 Hence no conclusive support for the doctrine of universal atonement can be derived from universalistic expressions， 因此呢圣经里面用到全人类世界这些的表达的方式的时候我们找不到一些完全证明普救论的支持的论点。A question must be determined on the basis of other evidence， 所以这个问题就是普救的问题，必须要根据其他的证据来决定。 This evidence we have tried to present， 我们已经提出一些的证据。 It is easy for the proponents of universal atonement to make offhand appeal to a few texts， 那些相信耶稣为全人类死的人呢，很容易的随便的漫不经心的抓几段经文诉诸那些的经文。 But this method is not worthy of the serious student of scripture， 但是这种的解经的方法呢配不上一个严谨研究圣经的人。 It is necessary for us to discover what redemption or atonement really means， 我们必须要发现赎罪或者救赎真正的意义是什么。 And when we examine the scripture， 当我们研究圣经的时候， we find that the glory of the cross of Christ is bound up with the effectiveness of its accomplishment， 我们发现经文把两件事连在一起的，就是耶稣基督的十字架的荣耀 和他所成就的就是大功的有效性。Christ redeemed us to God by his blood. 基督救赎我们，透过他的血救赎我们，把我们带到上帝的面前。He gave himself a ransom. 他献上自己作为赎金， that he might deliver us from all iniquity. 好叫他救我们脱离所有的罪孽。The atonement is efficacious substitution. 基督赎罪的大功是大有功效的替罪、代罪的赎罪大功。到这里，第四章就结束了。Conclusion of chapter 4. 下一讲我们讲第五章，就是这本书第一部分的结论。In our next session, we move on to chapter 5, which is the conclusion of part 1 of this book.